The following is a recording from Maria Barona of iAdvise on Friday, July 29th, 2016 at 10 a.m. Central Time. Good morning. My name is Katie, and I'll be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the FibraN conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. Thank you. I'd now like to turn the call over to Ms. Lizette Chang, Investor Relations Officer, for opening remarks.
Hello, everyone, and thank you once again for joining us today as we discuss FibraN's second quarter 2016 results and performance. Today with me is Mr. Oscar Calvillo, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Miguel Aliaga, Web Financial Officer. We are very pleased to be here with you this morning. The earnings report for the second quarter was distributed yesterday and is available on the Investor Relations section of our corporate website. There you may also find a link to the webcast presentation that accompanies this conference call. All of the information is provided on both the email you receive as well as on our website. Please follow our presentation for a better understanding of our results. If you did not receive the report and or the presentation, or you would like to be added to the company's distribution list, please contact our New York Investor Relations Officer at 212-406-3691 so you may be assisted at this matter. Forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call. These statements are based on management's current view and estimates of future economic circumstances, industry conditions, company performance, and financial results. Please turn to slide 2 to review the agenda for today's call. First, we will go over the highlights of the quarter. Then we will discuss FibraN's quarterly distribution and dividend yield. Afterwards, we shall review the acquisition and development for properties for the period, followed by the operational and financial highlights. And finally, we'll have our closing remarks. Before we move on to the question and answer session, thank you so much for your kind attention, and I will turn on the call over to the CEO, Oscar Calvillo.
Thank you, Lizette, and good morning, everyone. It is with great pride that we share with you today these outstanding indicators for a quarter. These results are evidence of a robust operation and one that has surpassed our expectations. Let's begin with same-store sales as for the first example for 39 comparable properties in the portfolio. For the second quarter, FibraN obtained a 19% increase in room revenues. Occupancy reached 62.8%, and if we exclude the effect of the room additions, occupancy reached 64.1%, a historic high for the company. The average daily rate continued strong and reached 1,119, a 5.8% increase. As a result, revenue per available room was 202.6 for the quarter, and excluding additional rooms, the figure reached a record level of 716.8. FibraN has stabilized the foundation for future growth with an operation that is fully supported by profound hotel industry expertise. As such, our results for the second quarter relate to the portfolio of 41 hotels showed 43.3 lodging revenue growth at 418 million for the period. Occupancy of 61.6 or 4.1 percentage points higher than the second quarter of 2015. Thus, in terms of the average daily rate, we once again reached record levels at 1,129.9 with a RevPAR of 696.3. This outstanding result was possible due to the following three factors. First was the correct management of the hotel average daily rate and solid training of your operations teams in order to properly apply the right pricing, one that is in accordance with demand at each city where hotels are located. FibraN's strategy of consistently monitoring the hotel operation and the profitability of each of the properties. The decision to invest in the right market at the proper time. And with regard to this last item, let me just mention that since last year, FibraN's senior manager decided that the operating strategy for the 2016 V1 of increasing the hotel performance of the existing portfolio. As a result, month to month, FibraN has been showing occupancy rates that exceed the 60s mark. Thus, the objective for the year has been and will continue to be strengthening sales via use of alternative channels, while simultaneously watching rates and targeting corporate clients. In order to achieve this, the company has implemented commercial activities aimed at working together with international hotel chains. Our aim is to strengthen the relation with key AAA accounts and thus increase the number of guests coming through this channel. These AAA accounts include large multinational corporations that are very active in export markets, mainly companies in the automobile, general manufacturing, and electronics industries, which are prevalent in Mexico. In addition to this, P-Rain has been working with its own national corporate accounts, who are an important part of our growth story, as well as to whom we continue to offer direct sales service aimed at increasing guest reservation. P-Rain is also increasing its presence throughout other channels to capture new types of customers. These customers include groups and conventions at the properties that are equipped with the facilities for this type of client. To reach this demographic, we directly target business travel agencies or BTAs as well as local leisure travelers who opt to stay in domestic tourist destinations such as Guadalajara, Puebla, and Querétaro as a result of the expensive U.S. dollars. These reservations are captured through online travel agencies or OTAs. Digital marketing campaigns are also very important to us. We use this in order to offer hotel guests gift cards towards Uber, Starbucks, and Liverpool department stores as a reward for staying at our properties when they directly book through the webpage. Also during the quarter, we hosted open houses at those hotels that we have recently opened or been remodeled, featuring advertising and marketing to promote the opening or reopening of these hotels. These hotels include the Fairfield and Suites by Marriott Patacuarcos, the Wyndham Gardens Celaya, and the Courier by Marriott Strategic, which actually had its open house yesterday. As you can see, our team is constantly analyzing new strategies and new channels for attracting more and more guests to our hotels. So far, these methods have been proven very successful, as have been evident in the outstanding hotel indicators reached during the quarter. At this time, there are certain remodeling projects that are being conducted in some of the hotels that are under operation. However, the renovations are taking place without affecting the occupancy of our guests. For example, we are currently conducting a large remodeling project at the Hampton Inn by Hilton Monterrey Hospital and at the Holiday Inn Mexico Coyacan. We have obtained positive comments from the guests who are staying there and who have tested out the new facility and confirmed the anticipated performance. That said, let me review on slide 6, experience quality distribution. For the second quarter period, the technical committee approved a total dividend distribution of 99.3 million pesos. As per the 440 million certificates outstanding, this is a 12.4% increase over the total distribution for the same quarter of 2015. This represents a distribution per certificate of 22.56 cents for a quarter and a 6.7% dividend yield when considering the closing price for the quarter of 13.50 pesos per certificate and a 7.3% dividend yield when considering the closing price of 12.37 pesos of yesterday. Moving on to the acquisition and development activities for the period, let's turn to slide 8. During the second quarter, two non-binding letters of intent were signed with two groups of investors that started their participation in the project with P-Rain. These investors are a real estate developer and a private investment fund that together with P-Rain are currently analyzing specific locations. In addition, there's a third project in which we have a purchase option for the land to develop a global brand hotel in northern Mexico. We're currently working in the legal documents to formalize the relation with another investor and exercise the option. We are taking actions towards this hotel incubator model, and we will give specific information as soon as negotiations are set and concluded. In regards to the JW Marriott project in Monterrey, during the second quarter, we received a non-binding engagement letter from one out of two investors accepting the final terms of the partnership trust. We have verbal agreement and are continuing negotiation with the other and last investor invited to join the project. Our expectation is to conclude the negotiation before the end. During this past 3 months, we worked on the design of the concept with Marriott and with the developer. in terms of the hotel acquisition activity. During this quarter, on April 22, we paid and formally acquired the Casa Grande Chihuahua Ocada Hotel. The final price, including acquisition-related expenses, was 111.3 million pesos. For this full-service hotel that currently has 145 rooms. The plan is to convert this hotel to the Holiday Inn brand, which will require an investment of approximately 110.4 million pesos. This hotel will also have a 50-room addition, for which we will allocate 57.2 million pesos. Both of the projects are, and this project are expected to begin operating during the fourth quarter of 2017. Following the rebranding, we expect an attractive cap rate, but it has been the case of all our already rent properties in the past. In terms of the acquisition of the hotel coordinated by Marriott Chihuahua, we are in the process of finalizing the acquisition. I just want to mention that we continue to analyze opportunities for the potential purchase of additional properties. This is a process that we carry out very carefully and in a very prudent manner so that we ensure that we do so under favorable terms. Our goal is to add hotels to the portfolio that are accretive to the value of the period. As such, we are working toward reaching maximum operating efficiency in the projects that are already part of the portfolio and the very rich full stabilization of those properties that are still ramping up. The hotel incubator is managed in order to generate a future acquisition pipeline for the company with properties that can contribute to the portfolio with stabilized operations and produce immediate revenue. Regarding the portfolio, if you turn to slide 10, we have included a summary of a portfolio that stood at the end of the quarter as compared to the second quarter of 2015. PMA has a total of 42 hotels in the portfolio, 41 in operation and one under a binding agreement, versus 33 at the second quarter of last year, for a total of 7,027 rooms versus 5,940 rooms in the comparable quarter, an increase of 1,087 rooms. Currently, there are no hotels under construction to see the completion of the two developments, Cordial by Marriott Saltillo and Fairfield and Suites by Marriott Coatzacoalcos, are being terminated. The company is present in four market segments. As you know, the limited, select, full, and extended stay segments. We are currently present in 15 states with 13 global and 5 local brands. Additionally, as of the second quarter of 2016, the external hotel incubator has only one property in development, the JW Marriott Monterrey. Our results confirm our commitment with the market and reflect the company's dedication in safeguarding the investor interest. We have established the technological basis as well with operating procedures and platforms that enable us to grow the property portfolio organically. This also includes specific strategies for increasing profitability. As such, we continue to strengthen margins via operating efficiencies and synergies. Consistent training for our hotel team is also important to us. The constant communication we have with international hotel chains in terms of staff training and preparation also affects the leadership we bring to the table. We at PRAIN understand the hotel and lodging market, and our mission is to ensure client satisfaction. Our commitment to the market is also our mission as we work towards generating shareholder value each and every day. Thank you for your attention. At this point now, I will turn the call over to Mr. Miguel Aliaga, our Chief Financial Officer, for your pension and financial review.
Good morning, everyone, and I would be happy to review the financial section of this presentation. Let's turn to the operational indicators on slide 12. Total revenues for the FIBRA reached 441 million pesos, which is a 42.3% increase over the figure reported in the second quarter of 2015. 94.9% comprised of room revenues and 5.1% was from rental revenues. By segment, the share of total revenues remained in line with second quarter 2015. However, if you recall, we added extended stay segment recently to our portfolio. This segment now represents 2.6% of total revenues, slightly changing the overall composition with regards to second quarter 2015. Please go to slide 13 as we discuss the quarterly income statement table. As I just mentioned, total revenue reached 441.4 million pesos, for a total increase of 42.3% growth compared to the second quarter of 2015. Operating expenses represented 62% as a percentage of sales, falling 40 basis points, mainly resulting from lower advertising expenses, lower utility costs and maintenance, as part of the company's cost control software implementations. However, administrative costs rose from employee training incentives that Oscar discussed previously. Higher royalties due to some contract franchise revisions of some hotels, as well as a slightly increase in property taxes and insurance as a percentage of sales due to a higher number of properties in the portfolio. In terms of the net operating income, this amount was 167.6 million pesos, representing an NOI margin of 38%, the third highest in FIBRA's history and higher when compared to the second quarter 2015, with a 37.6% margin. Adjusted EBITDA was 144 million pesos, a 32.6% margin compared to a 30.9% margin of second quarter 2015. Interest expense of this second quarter was 32.1 million pesos when compared to the 3.4 million pesos of income of same quarter last year. This increase was due to the interest paid of the bank loans that includes an additional 250 million pesos debt for the acquisition of the Casa Grande Ciudad Juárez Hotel. As such, net income for the quarter reached 48.8 million pesos or an 11.1% net margin. FFO resulted in 109.5 million pesos, an 8.4% increase when compared to the 101 million pesos reported in second quarter 2015. The FFO margin reached 24.8% during this second quarter. Distribution to holders were 99.3 million pesos, a 12.4% increase compared to the 88.3 million in second quarter 2015. As Oscar mentioned on the slide regarding distribution, this was equivalent to 22.56 cents per certificate, representing an annualized dividend yield of 6.7%, at 130 basis points higher than the second quarter of 2015. It is important to note that distribution for the first half of the year were 0.4467 cents, that when compared to the 0.3818 cents distributed in the first half of 2015, represented an 17% increase. Turning on page 14 for the balance sheet discussion, as of the end of the quarter, FIBRA Inc. held 444.5 million pesos in cash and 384.1 million pesos in recoverable value-added tax. After the closing of the quarter, FIBRA Inc. received a tax reimbursement for 62.1 million pesos. The remaining balance is in the process of being refunded, as we mentioned in that press release. The company's nominal bank loans were 350 million pesos at June 30, 2016. Short-term bank loans were 16.2 million pesos, corresponding to accrued interest and a debt date from the debt issuance, accrued coupons from derivative instruments, as well as commissions payable from the bank loan. Long-term bank loans were 32.5 million pesos, corresponding to the bank loan balance minus amortizable expenses during the life of the loan. FIBRA Inc. presents a 23.9% of loan-to-value as of June 30, 2016. Thus, all in all, we are very comfortable with the financial health of the company, and we believe we are in a solid position to fund future growth for the time being. Thank you again for your attention. Operator, may we please move to the Q&A session?
Thank you, sir. At this time, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key, that is star one, on your touchtone phone now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star two. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star one at this time. Our first question comes from Enrico Turata from ITAU BBA.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for the presentation. I have two questions. I think the first one more relates to M&A. If you could comment how is the M&A activity in the sector and how is the acquisition pipeline building for the second semester of the year. The second question, I mean, if you could comment on distributions. I think we saw the highest distribution yield since the company's inception. So what should you expect in terms of distribution during the second semester of the year? What should be the guidance for the year that we should work with? Thank you very much.
Hello,
we always have an extensive pipeline of people that we talk in the past, and whenever they are ready to sell, then we complete any purchase or any acquisition. And here we're finalizing the purchase of one hotel that we will shortly announce, and therefore we have other ones that are in negotiation stages. And but as we mentioned here before, we are very, very careful that we will only buy the terms that are very convenient to the fee, considering it, the current cost of opportunity that we have. No? And another part of our strategy is what we call, and we mentioned, the hotel incubator. That's much very active, because that is more with resources from third parties. Which in that is where we have an extensive pipeline of projects under process of many people that are willing to invest in such. As we mentioned there, we heard just as now we have three more identified, as, including three more on top of the JW Marriott. So with this, it will be four that we are in the finalizing stages, right? And there are significant others that are also identified. You know? So that's what we would think as an M&A. As regarding the dividend for the second part of the year, Miguel will provide you the information.
Well, yes, Enrico, this is Miguel Aliaga. As you know well, the part of our commitment, as we always say, is of course to be very, very efficient in distribution. So even when it's difficult to really give you an idea on what should be the distribution, our idea is always to do the best effort in order to increase distribution. And as we have been said during the presentation, and of course during the press release, we have been doing pretty much good efforts on efficiencies in the company that will finally bring more attractive distributions. No, and that's part of the goal, to continue expanding it during not only the second half of the year, but of course for the following years. No? So as soon as at some of the hotels that are still on ramp-up process and renovations, or these new hotels that we just opened go through the most efficient levels, is when we, of course, will continue expanding distribution. But finally, as Oscar mentioned in the beginning of the conversation, this is a positive quarter specifically for distribution, even when we have, of course, financial costs involved, etc. No? So that's part of what the message we want to give. No? I don't know if that answers the question.
No, that's great. That's great. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Ivan Enriquez from HSBC.
Hey, hola, Oscar, Miguel, and Lisette. Thank you for the call and congratulations on the results. Good to see that your dividend yield is getting more competitive. Basically, I have two questions. The one would be regarding the NOI margin. You posted a really good number in the midterm as well. And secondly, if you kind remind us the average cost of debt that you have, you currently have a loan to value of close to 24%. Also want to know which is the loan to value that you would feel comfortable reaching in the future. Thank you.
Ivan, thank you for being here today in the call. We believe that the NOI margin should be at those levels. That's usually our guidance. It's around 38 to 39%. It's around that level, no? And in terms of the average cost of debt, I believe it's about including all in is about around 6%. No, 6.1%. No, that's it, the average cost of debt.
Okay, and any loan to value that you would feel comfortable reaching in the future?
Yeah, the loan to value, as you know, well, we have an internal, limit, which is 33% of loan to value. No, so still we are pretty healthy.
So that's 33.
Exactly. So we are in 33%. And the internal one is the 33. As you know, the legal limitation is 50%. No?
Okay. Thanks so much, Miguel. Y saludos, Oscar Lizet. Congrats.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Mariana Cruz from Credit Suisse.
Hi, everyone. Congratulations for the results. Just to know if you could provide us updates regarding the Fabrica de Hoteles. And again, about distributions, the payout ratio you expect to distribute this year. Thanks.
So one is that to talk a little bit more of the taxi hotels, and the other was the dividend. Is that correct? Okay, for the factory hotel, the hotel in Quebec, I will turn out to Fernando Rocha, who is here with me, who is in charge of acquisition and development, which can answer that.
Good morning, everybody. This is Fernando Rocha, Chief Development Officer for Fibraín. As was mentioned during the presentation, the hotel incubator model is well underway with the first projects. We are finalizing letters of intent with different developer and investor groups. We have options on sites, specific sites for projects that we are reviewing and finalizing that due diligence on them. So. You know, we do have a robust pipeline right now that is close to getting to binding status in several of the projects. So hopefully in the next few weeks we can start announcing specifics, but we will definitely have projects underway during the second semester of this year.
And Mariana, this is Miguel Aliaga. Regarding again the distribution that we may be expecting on second half of the year, as I mentioned before, it's of course we are working on being on bringing more efficient distributions, and that's part of the idea. To give you a specific figure, will not necessarily be. We have the expectation at least to beat what we have just distributed in the first half of the year, and of course during the following years to continue, of course, expanding the distribution, and that's what we have been doing in the last quarters, no? And that's part of the idea. So it means that maybe the second half of the year should be, let's say, around 50 cents, for example, no? But I don't mean that this is specifically the most accurate figure, no? But of course, the goal of the administration is to bring the most efficient distributions, and we are working on doing that. No?
Okay, perfect. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 at this time. We are now holding for questions. Please press star 1 now if you would like to ask a question. Once again, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question. I'm showing no questions at this time. I'd now like to turn the call back over to the CEO, Oscar Cavillo, for closing remarks.
Well, thank you very much for your participation today and your continued interest in Fibraín. Have a good day. Goodbye.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's conference. You may now disconnect.